Europe claimed most of its overseas colonies in hopes of financial gain or supposed strategic advantages. The unique exception was Australia, whose immigrants for many decades arrived not to seek their fortunes, but because they were compelled to go there. Britain's principal motive for settling Australia was to relieve its festering problem of large numbers of jailed poor people, and to forestall a rebellion that might otherwise break out if they could not somehow be disposed of. Initially, the two leading locations under consideration were either 400 miles up the Gambia River in tropical West Africa, or else in desert between modern South Africa and Namibia. It was the impossibility of both of those proposals that led to the fallback choice of Australia's Botany Bay, near the site of modern Sydney, known at the time only from Captain Cook's visit in 1770. That was how the first fleet brought to Australia in 1788 its first European settlers, consisting of convicts plus soldiers to guard them. Convict shipments went on until 1868, and through the 1840s they comprised most of Australia's European settlers. With time, four other scattered Australian coastal sites besides Sydney, near the sites of the modern cities of Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, and Hobart, were chosen as locations of other convict dumps. Those settlements became the nucleus of five colonies, governed separately by Britain, that eventually became five of the six states of modern Australia: New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, Western Australia, and Tasmania, respectively. All five of those initial settlements were at locations chosen for their harbors or locations on rivers, rather than for any agricultural advantages. That was not the case, however, for the area around Adelaide that became the nucleus of the remaining modern Australian state, South Australia. There, good soil resulting from geological uplift, plus fairly reliable winter rains, attracted German farmers as the sole early group of emigrants not from Britain. When European settlement of Australia began in 1788, Australia had, of course, been settled for over 40,000 years by Aborigines, who had worked out successful, sustainable solutions to the continent's daunting environmental problems. At the sites of initial European occupation, and in subsequently settled areas suitable for farming, Australian whites had even less use for Aborigines than white Americans had for Indians. The Indians in the eastern United States were at least farmers and provided crops critical for survival of European settlers during the first years. Aboriginal Australians, however, did not farm, hence could not provide food, and were killed or driven out of the initial white-settled areas.